like here's it's been busy summers here and there. So I've been leading the team of soccer, and I've been excited here and there, but I'm glad I'm back to see your face again. Yeah, let's praise the Lord.
Dear God, thank you for bringing us together here and come here to learning your word. We hope that your word, we are going to learn from your word, God, and I hope your word is going to be teaching us more and more, more deeper. And dear God, thank you for this opportunity and come here and to deliver your words you have teaching us. And it's been a good year for me. It's been a wonderful year, I will say. And I will say thank you. Thank you for all you have done and you have done to others. And dear God, I will like to ask you that if you can hear us, and please, God, we will like you to hear our voice. We are here to come learn your words, and we want you to keeping us in safe, God. And I will say amen. I've been going through the Bible this summers, and I've been teaching myself a lot, and I could like to open the book of Job. Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. One day the angel came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From around without the earth, going back and forth." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fear God and shamed evil. Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied, "Have you not put edges around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, so that his flesh and heels are spare without the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will curse and he will surely curse on your faith." So when I went through this book and I see how the word is going right now, and see how people, they be like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, they can just see themselves and having stress. So when I went to this book, let me know if I go faster, if I do something wrong. So when I went to this book, I looking Job. He been through a lot. He lost a lot of things. His wife, he was telling him,
that is not the right God you are trusting. Guess what Job did? He said, no, I'm still trusting in God. I'm still having faith in God. And I'm still having strong faith in him. Even everything he has, he lost it. He didn't have anything after that. He was just, okay, God, there, here I am. Kids he has, some of them died. But the trust he has, he was there. When I said I'm looking the world we are living right now, it's like people that don't really, they really have like two faith. Said I'm trusting in God, but their heart is not there. They can just move anytime. They can just move anytime. They can say, oh, the God I am trusting is not the right God. I'll just want to do what I wanted to do without. But they don't have, they don't really go deep of the word of God. So as I read this book, I take an example from my parents when my dad, my dad got an accident. I told myself, God, did I do something wrong to you? Even I was at school. The time he got an accident, I was coming from school to my home. And then my mom told me, your dad he haven't come yet. He lived here like around 5:30 and then he haven't come back. And I was like, what? That's just not possible, because the store he went, it was like around the corner. And I was, no, that would be not true. And then I went there and I saw like a piece of car, like it was around. I was like, that could be not right. It's not my dad. It's not my dad. I was like, no, it's not my dad. That's just not the right car. And then I said, no. And then I went to the YouTube. I was like checking if there's any news. I was like, this could be right. And then I told my brothers. I let them know. And then my good brother came and said, yeah, there's an accident happened there. And that's it. So I cried a lot. I cried. I was like, dear God, if you can hear me right now, please let my dad be alive. If you can hear me right now, I was like, if you could hear me right now, let my dad be alive. I tell you that my faith is not a wicked faith. That's why I'm proud of myself. I pray a lot. I tell everybody at school, I told them, hey, I'm not okay. I'm not okay because of my dad is in the hospital. Anytime there could be a bad news. And I put a smile on my face because I knew God is gonna work with my dad and is gonna working with me. At the time the doctor called my brother Lambert, said that like your dad is gonna be fine, but he was have this problem here and there when he break his legs and then having some problem on his head. And then I said, yes, God, even that, I just want to see my dad be alive. I smile and then I say, God, you have been here, my prayers. I can feel it. You hear my prayers.
That's at the time he came to the hospital, I was like, yes, God, he's there. He's alive. He's working. He's with me. He's with all of us here. Whoever trusting in God, God is there for you. If you really put yourself deeply, even you're not putting deeply, but you know to pronounce the word of God, God is going to be there for you. You just need to trust him. Even Job, he was like having all this problem, but he still trusting. He's sick. He was sick. He was like, oh, I can't do this. But the God was there for him. He was teaching him. But God we trusting is not like God is gonna coming for you straight, like right away. No, God is taking time. It will take time, God, to show his work for you. As I mentioned earlier, saying that the word is going, we having weakened word right now, because I've been working with a lot of people's believer and the unbelievers. And sometimes I do feel like is these people know what they're doing. I feel like I can judging people like the way they're acting, but I don't have that maniority like to say that's the thing you are doing. It's not the right things. I can say it, but the only person who can judge is only God. That is the only work I live in for God. God, you know this person is doing the good thing or the right thing. I am leading like the soccer team, and I am the main captain. I'm working with the Muslim, I'm working with the Christian, I'm working with the unbeliever. And sometimes they like say bad thing for me. As a leader, I said, you think that is the right thing to say? If I said that back to you, how would you feel? Some of them, they joke, they say, oh man, come on, why you take everything serious? It's just a joke. It's just a joke. And I'd be like, okay, this is just a joke. But I'm telling you, if I say back to you, you're not gonna respond good things for me. You'd be getting mad. I get it's a joke, but sometimes it's a joke, it have a limit. But the more I keep working with them, I see like these people, they're gonna be changed someday. But is it gonna take like a long term? Yes, it's gonna take a long term. It's because we are human, we all make a mistake, and the more we make a mistake, the more we learn. The more we make a mistake is the more we learn. Thus, I told my teammate that I am the person that you're gonna joke around with, you're gonna smile with me every time. And the day you and I, we go to heaven, this is like one joke I always tell them. The day you and I, we go to heaven, you see me working on that. On a good and right carpet, you are there waiting until God tells you what he's judging you. why he tell you to wait there? Because I know that when we all go to heaven, your faith is gonna be the right thing, is gonna be counted. Did you have a good faith? Did you wait? Did you really trust in God? Was your faith was weak? Was your faith was strong? That's one thing I learned from this book. Like, no matter what he did going through, but his faith was there. One thing he was reality on. He was like, no, I still believe in God. No matter what I've been lost, what I am going through, but God is there for me. It's always gonna be there for us. I would like to turn to Job 42. Job 42 verses 1 and 2. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things, no purpose of yours can be twisted. Yes, God can do everything. Can do everything to us. He can do everything to us as believers. Even unbeliever too. Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing, but God's, he always do everything for us. And we keep trusting him because God really show us the love we don't really see on this earth. Because God provide everything for us as believers. I have this, I don't know how can I say it. Every time I always like wake up in the morning, I always say myself, thank you God for the breath you have given to me. I always mention it in my prayers. Because without breath, I could be here. I pray every morning, I always say, thank you for the breath you have given to me. Because there's a millions of people in the hospital. There's a people crossing the oceans. There's people flying, who's traveling. Some of them, they're like, people has been passed. And there's people suffering right now, fighting for the just for the good breath. They don't get it because of the material of like we have as human, we all fighting for it. But through this book, I learn a lot. I never spend a lot of time on the one book like this because of if I look in my background and look at it, maybe I could be here. I could be here because of where I came from. I have a friend. Who told me that we have come a long way. He's here. He's here, but not in Milwaukee. He's in Texas. When the time he got here in the US, he told me that we have come a long way. He was there since the time I was like a little guy. I've been growing up with that guys until we left in each other in 2016. He was crying like a little kid when I left. He was crying like a little kid. But I told him, I'm coming to Texas one day. I want you to come to Texas, to Wisconsin. At the time, maybe when I get married or I finish school. And then he said, hey, I'll be there. So when I said, when I look in my background, it's because that I grew up in a Christian household. My dad was believer, My brothers and my sister, they're believer. And the life I lived, it was like not good enough for me. I was like, no way, this is the life I'm gonna stay for whole years or like whole lives. And I was like, no, this is not the life I wanted, because I was dreaming a lot. I was like, no, this is not what I am dreaming of. And when I'm looking like my family's no job, my mom was farmer. She always farmer. I can show you the pictures. Like the backyard is always corn and a lot of stuff she's spending planting. And the only things we was looking for, she was just my mom. My mom, she was just farm and corn was like in my house every single times. If you come to my house, you will see corn. She was bring a lot of corn at church, and everybody was know her because of the corn she bring at church. She was giving kids like corn, give them butter for making fufu. She was like a big farmer. That's one thing I really like my mom. She's a wonderful woman, and I love her. She's the one who really encouraged me like to be a patient, teaching me to be like, to know how to calm myself down. It's like, I'm the person that who wants everything to go like quickly. Like I wanna like these things to be done so quickly. But she was like, no. You cannot be like that person. So she has this word. She always say every time, I am the first person in soccer team. If you put me in the field, like running, I'll be the person who's going to run faster. So she always like, if you running faster and the sleeper on the floor, you're going to fall. You need to take it time. One thing I learned from this Bible. I don't have to go faster. I have to wait for the right time. God is coming to come say, yes, it's now your time to go. You don't have to run faster. You don't have to go far. Just walk normally and come and rescue. Living in a camp, you can just hear on the story on the news. It's not really a good place to live as a human being.
But they're suffering. They're really suffering. Because you're not really get what you wanted. Everything you get depend from the government. Like the government has to budget your food, budget the clothes, budget everything you are doing. That's why I said patience is good for us as Christians. Because God can do everything to us. Everything. When I'm looking back to my life again, when I'm looking back to my background, my dad and my mom, I was hearing them praying to come in a state aloud. It was from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. praying, mention America every single day. Every single day, my mom and my dad, they was praying to come in America. The only word I know, it was just America. I didn't know about US or USA or United States of America. I didn't know those kind of words. All I know was just America. And then my mom and my dad was praying like we have been. I think like the old church was like in my house. Every time, like my mom, she come from farm, she was like my dad. And there was like in the living room, and that we was just because we have like probably 3 houses in my on the property we was living. It was like 3 houses. My grandpa, Lambert and I, and the Lonja was having his own house and other property, and it was just there. And I can hear them from other house to the other house, hear them praying, mention that God, please sending us to America. Sending us to America every day. And then but sometimes as human, I can say, yes, I trust the process at the time because I didn't trust the process. I was like, no, we're not gonna go to America tomorrow. We're just wasting time. We're not gonna go there. No. No. Maybe American, they don't want a people like us. Like, we are poor, we don't have no electricity, we don't have no money. Where are we gonna do there? We're gonna be there like just running around. One thing that was running in my head, it was just like, oh, maybe if we go there, they will give us a big house so we can be running theirs and doing nothing. And then the other idea was like, no, we cannot go there. It's only for rich people's there. We can do nothing there. But at the time, my mom got called from office. I said, no, she's not going there because of the prayers she has been praying. But it was because of the prayers and then the trusting they put in God and God answered their prayers. My mom, she's been struggling, but I'm not gonna go through that. But She is a strong woman, I'll tell you. And she is a good believer. She really, I can tell everything for her because she's a wonderful woman. And when she went to the office, I look at it, I was like, no, she's not gonna come with the good answers because maybe they will tell her to wait more, another 5 years, because they live in a camp for almost 20 years. They was just in a camp. On those time, other people, they was going to America. And then when they came to here in the state, losing communication, and then we didn't know what was going on. But those people, they was there, they came here before us. I see them now. I see them on the internet. I see them everywhere. Even when I travel somewhere playing soccer with them. So when she got to the office and come back, she was explaining to us what she heard from the office. And I was like, wow, this is what God has been working for you. And I was like a little guy. I was like, oh, yes, God is there. God is with them. God is like working with them. I'm not saying like I put my faith strong there because I see the process of God. No. I look at it. I look how God was working with them. I was having, as at the time I wasn't Baptist. Yeah, I was like, I'm not really a Christian. I'm not really a Christian, but I know what is the right thing to do. I know what a sin is. I know what is a good thing. And then I said, yes, God is working. At the time, he told my brothers. So when you are a little guy in an African household, they don't tell you nothing until you reach at age 20 or 25. Then your parents, they will starting making like, not really, but it's like they're starting making that close relationship because they know you know how to do everything now. Like, you know what is good, what is bad. But if you are like from 18 to, I mean, when you are 10 to 19, they're not gonna socialize with you that much. But you are 20, they will bring you together and then tell you what is like adult life is. So my mom told my brothers that they got lucky to go to US. I didn't know. But I see the smile, how my parents they was. I see how they were smiling. And look at how like wonderful faces. My mom, even when she was going to the farm, she was like smiling. I was like, oh, yeah. And then at the time we went to the first events. I said, yes, we are going to America. Yes, we are going to America. The second we went to the events, and then I said, yes. Yes. The third, it was the time we got here. The third event is the time. Like the first one, they telling you how the American is, the life. Like, it's like a lot of things they will teach you. And the second, they will give you like vaccine and all those kind of shot. We don't really know. We just, hey, just give us shot. Whatever you want to get, just give it us shot. We just want to get to US. And then the third, and then we got here. And I was like, yeah, I just got to US.
What am I going to do now? God, here I am. My parent was crying. I was crying for just to come here. Please, here's my hands. I want you to lead me and show me where I should go. At first, it was really tough when I got here. I was like, very tough. I was like, where should I start? First, I don't speak no English. I don't know anybody around me. My dad, it was like every time he was like going outside, and all of us was like sitting there, looking cars, counting cars. How many cars have you count for today's? How many cars you got today's? Oh, Lambert said, I got 100. I got 20. We say in the French, but those people, they don't know what we are speaking. They're just working there. Look at us. Look at these people. What are they doing here? So, and they was, all we know is like waving, like doing this. We don't know what should we say. It was like waving. Those people, they was just walking there, like, and the other kids that was coming and then play with us, and there was like no English. I can say I didn't know how to speak English. I was like there. And then this, I think after, I believe it was after 2 weeks and 2 or 3 weeks, Freddie come to my house, and the other person, I can't remember his name. They came to my house and they were speaking with my dad, I believe, and Wulonja was there, I believe. But my dad didn't know how to speak English at the time. He was speaking French. And I was like, are they really communicate? Like, I was like, why are they speaking? Because I don't speak French, but I can barely understand some word from French. I was like in shock at the time. And then we started to come to church. I remember that one time I came to church years, and then the second time I came to church years, I went to my room and then cried for almost like an hour, crying. But after I done crying, I asked myself why I was crying. Why did I put myself on that situation? But when I just came from that, I'll say, it's how God been working for me and my families. I was like in shock. When I found out God, that he's been working for me and my family, tell you that it was the first big conversation I ever had with my sister back home. If you call her and tell her what did I already told you, I always put it this date in my room. Everywhere I go, I always have a date I talk with my sister about God. And that she's the one knows God for all Kilisha kids. My sister, she knows the Bible more than everyone. Not just that, she's a smart person. And that she was like, hey, this is the sign of God. He's not just telling you he's been working for your family or you. You want to working with you. It's just need to put your faith in Jesus. Even when I was Baptist here, I would say, yes, I commit myself to the God. No matter what I'm going to do, God, please, here's my hands and my heart is open for you. Please teach me what is the right things, because you've been taking me from bottom of my life and then now you're putting me on top. No matter what I am going through, I'm gonna let it go. Just let me live and then having your word in front of me. You can do whatever's. Just let me be alive and then pray the word of God. Because when I look at it where I came from, when I look at it back and first, I'll be saying, yes, I've been come a long way. Long way. It was a miracle for me to get here. Because it's not just me by myself. I feel there's a people. I know there's the people who still want to come here, but they don't come here. Not financially, not just that. It's because other reasons. Coming here is lucky things. You're not coming here is like easily, like people, they just come here. You get here, you raise your hands. That's why my prayer always mentions, thank you for the breath you have been given to me. Because I have been suffering with a lot, but all those suffering I've been having is like behind me. I don't know where it's going. Right now I am going with the futures. I'm going, but God is leading me because I believe there's a better days tomorrow. He's prepared for me, you and I. He's gonna give us if we put our trusting and then we believe in God. If we put our trust in God, God is going to be there for us. God is not for one person. It's for all of us. He's working with us every day. God is not for just Sunday. It's for Monday, Sunday. And Monday again, every day, every time God is working with us. I would like to close this. Dear God, thank you for amazing days and amazing evening, God. Thank you for giving us your words, and we are here. We are about to go to our house again, God. We will ask you, God, to looking after us and driving safe back home. And you, God, thank you. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for that. For dying for us, God. giving us an amazing day and giving us a lovely and good evening to hear your words. God, I raise your name. Amen.